Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Man, it's getting more expensive to live every day, no matter where you live. Mobile home parks, a story at WBEN.com. Mobile home parks are being bought up by investors, and apparently they're really trying to cash in on their investment, and people are being uprooted because they can't afford the new rents and fees, whatever. So that's an interesting story. Anyway, Mrs. Nerd, I put a lot of pictures up of our wonderful weekend, Garth Brooks, and of course Friday. You know, Friday, I have to tell you, we went to the wake for Iron Mike Sagliani. And as sad as we are about Mike not being with us anymore, the wake was absolutely amazing. It was incredible, and it was beautiful. I have never seen so many people in a funeral home as I did on Friday night. There was a long line waiting to pay their respects to Iron Mike and his family. And I was thrilled to find out that Iron Mike's family buried him in a Flipside t-shirt. Flipside is the name of the band with which Mike was associated. And some people got very weepy and very upset when they saw that. And I smiled, because that is exactly what Iron Mike would have wanted. And John LaJoy put a couple of his guitar picks on Mike's tummy in the casket. But for Mike's family, I hope that you derived some comfort from seeing all of the love that Mike generated. People don't go to wakes like that anymore. You had hundreds of people who gave up their Friday night to pay tribute to Iron Mike, and I hope that that gave you a warm feeling in your grief. And John LaJoy, who's a guitar player in Flipside, he put so much time and effort into last week and helping the family and arrangements and everything like that, that it was just so touching. Despite his own grief, John did a lot, and I just want to thank John for that. And Booker had knee surgery just over a week ago. He had not left the house at all, but to give you the idea of the kind of guy Booker is and why I love my friend so much and why I trust my friend so much, Booker, despite excruciating pain and edema in one foot, Booker, wild horses were not going to keep him from paying tribute and respect to Iron Mike and his family. And Booker was in his walker, and for a change, I got to be Booker's valet. And Booker, I mean, I don't think he's going to mind me saying this. I mean, the guy just underwent serious surgery. He was exhausted. He's a very much in shape guy, okay? The guy has muscles in his, he's a very muscular, in shape guy. But that surgery kind of knocked him on his butt. And he, you know, there are a couple of times I wasn't sure if he was going to go teetering over, which is why I'm behind him, ready in the event that happens. And he was so intent on making sure that Mike's family knew what Mike meant to him, And I just thought it was incredible, the effort he had to put into being there. Had a nice dinner afterwards at Scoob's in Lancaster, and I want to thank the servers for making extra accommodations so Booker could elevate his leg. And as far as Iron Mike is concerned, getting back to it just really, really quickly, I just want to mention that as tragic, and I've said this before, so forgive the repetition, as tragic as Mike's death was, he went out on such a high after the Friday night performance by Flipside at Old Home Days. It was amazing. And the family had a chance to see something that Mike would have been, I think, surprised and overjoyed to see, and that is a massive turnout for Iron Mike's wake. So to the family, the Sagliani family, we join you, obviously, in your mourning. But on the other hand, I think you felt the love. And when somebody makes that kind of an impact on so many people, you got to smile about that. He did good, as they say. He did good in many ways. 514 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So anyway, it's Bowerly and really briefly, for those who are just tuning in, you know, at great risk to my reputation, I'm sharing a story with you, and I don't feel real comfortable with it, but nonetheless, I'm doing it because people, usually one of the things that comes to mind if they think about me at all is, well, the guy's got common sense. Well, unfortunately, I didn't have common sense. In business matters, I always have common sense. I always do my due diligence. I'm always on top of things when it comes to business. When it comes to my friends, I'm all in on my friends. I don't have any halfway friends, all right? And long story short, one of those people that I liked, that I had great affection for, and I trusted, took me to the tune of $3,700 in fraudulent credit card charges. And the reason it got so high, my visual issues have been going on a little longer than I've let on. And I had a hard time reading my credit card statements until very, very recently. And then with a big magnifying glass, and I realized that I'd been taken. And what really bothers me is, even though this person admitted that it was on him, he claimed it was a mistake. And I talked with other friends about this situation, including Booker and some other people. They all said, Tom, it was not a mistake. You're deluding yourself. You're kidding yourself. He intended to do it, and he was probably thinking, you're such a nice guy. Number one, it'll take you a while to notice it because everybody knows you can't really see that well at certain distances. And if you do notice it, he's just going to say, oh, it was an accident. It was my bad. And I think that that is absolutely correct. And one of the reasons I think that is he went dark on me one day last week. And the other reason is, if somebody legitimately made a mistake and it was one of those things that happened, he would have done everything possible to get me the money he owed me within a couple of days. He would have sold his car to get me the money, but he didn't. And he could have gone to relatives to get the money, but he didn't. You know what that told me? That told me this isn't the first time this guy has engaged in shenanigans, and his family would have seen him for the individual he really is and not given him the money to repay me. But now, I said this before, I can be the most generous, giving, awesome friend in the entire world, and I've got hundreds of witnesses who can corroborate that. But if you cross me like this, legally, not using any illegal means at all, legally, I will make your life miserable. This was a willful act, and then a BS excuse. Oh, it was an accident. No, because had it been an accident, $3,700 over a few months, you would have realized that he didn't make a lot of money. You would have realized that I seem to have much more spending money than I should. Why ever would that be? Yeah. Well, I know why it was, because and to make it worse, the number of charges seem to have peaked in March. Think about March. Where was I? I was at home on the couch after major surgery, totally out of it and unable to do a damn thing by myself. Well, a few things by myself, but not much. I can certainly drink by myself. 803-0930 is the phone number. Have you ever been ripped off? And look, I feel stupid, man. I feel stupid. But I don't want to go through my life. I don't want to go through my life, my personal life, thinking, you know what? I'll vacation with you. We'll go snorkeling together. We'll have fun together. We'll go to a football game together. You'll come over to my house and watch a football game. But I don't trust you. That isn't me. I can't operate that way. When it comes to friends, once I trust you, I'm all in on the friendship. It just so happened in this individual's case, I made a bad mistake. But unfortunately, con men have the ability to make you believe that they are something that they are not. And this person had me believing that he was an upright person with integrity who would never screw me, and took advantage, frankly, of my good nature. And I know exactly what happened. He thought to himself, you know what? Even if he catches on, when he does, I can just tell him it was a mistake. And because he likes me, he'll believe me. Well, you know what? That almost worked. It almost did. But then I talked to people with sense, and I realized, you know what? BS. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. It's not easy for me to tell you guys this. Let's go to Aaron in Toronto. Aaron, have you been ripped off? And what do you do about the rest of your friendships? Do you just say, well, I can't trust anybody because I don't think I'm made up that way?
Wow, Tom, this is a profound topic. Like, I can tell you myself, my father, when I had to take my grandmother and my bubby, and when I took her in, I took over power of attorney and I took over her finances, and I realized how much money my father had been taking from her. And it caused a real rift in our relationship, obviously, because I realized although my dad was suffering from substance abuse, he was also stealing from his mother. And I'm not a pious person, but there's a great saying, hate the sin, but love thy sinner. You know, I can dislike what you've done, but I can try and understand why you did it. And for my father, he was doing it and is still doing it because of his substance addiction. You know, he's got an issue there and he needs rehabilitation. But I wouldn't define him as that one thing. I wouldn't say my father's a thief. You know, what I would say is my father has an addiction issue. And as a result, his character has been maladapted and he steals to support his addiction. Like, usually when people are doing things that go against their core beliefs, they have enough shame and guilt as it is. That's what perpetuates their behavior. So the one thing I just want to throw out, and I don't mean any disrespect, Tom, is that when you broadcast this, like, I understand one of your friends has trespassed upon you and you feel violated and you're validated in that. But to broadcast this on the radio, if this person hears it, whatever it is that's causing them to do what they did to you is not going to get better.
That's not my problem. This person, the name has never been used. There's been no identifying feature used. People have no idea of whom I'm speaking. And frankly, how he feels, I wipe my behind with his feelings.
Well, this is, like I say, you're trying to rationalize irrational behavior. It's like I said at the beginning, hate the sin, but love thy sinner. And I'm not pious. I'm not trying to be some...
Here's where you're wrong. You can only love the sinner when the sinner has apologized, given a full and complete accounting of what they did, and expressed contrition and asked for forgiveness. This individual has not expressed full forgiveness for everything he did. So since forgiveness has not been requested, I'm not offering it.
I can appreciate those words, Tom, and I agree with you. That was one of my issues with my father.
As far as I know, there's no substance abuse problem, and you know, being drunk in New York State anyway, being drunk is not and you can apply that to other ways of being messed up. It's not a defense for criminal acts.
I wouldn't say it excuses the behavior. It just explains it. And you may say, like, at the end of the day, Tom, for your own serenity,
he can explain it to his cellmate.
Well, and but I mean, for you're right. He might need rehabilitation. He might need to be institutionalized. If he's a klepto or he's got some sort of, like I say, even substance, he might need to be removed from that so he can work on himself. But for you, how do you forgive? Because you're saying something like, how do I trust other friends when this friend has done this? How do I go out and still extend that value of trust to other people when I know that I can be violated like this? And it's like, that's horrible, man. I wouldn't want to know that you, the great person that you are, is afraid to extend yourself to other people because if this person did it to you, everyone could do it to you. Is that what
I think? Thank you for the call. I think I've made it pretty clear that I cannot live that way. I cannot live that way. But at the same time, you open up yourself to being abused. But I have said repeatedly that I am very generous, but I've also been the recipient of a lot of generosity. So. What I've said, I mean, the first guy who called in, second guy who called in, basically said I was stupid for trusting somebody. But I responded that I can't live that way with my friends in business. You know, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware, and also do your due diligence. I get that, but in one's personal life, at least in my personal life, I simply cannot go through life pretending that you are my friend, but deep inside, knowing that I don't trust you. Because then, how could I have you to my house if I don't trust you? You understand what I'm saying? And my track record really isn't all that bad with people that I've trusted. I've made some mistakes along the way, absolutely. Generally with women, but you know, a couple of times with dudes, I've made my mistakes. But and frankly, they've made theirs with me. But as far as as far as this particular situation, what I'm asking people is, do you or don't you trust people? Do you or don't you in your friendship? And we're getting a lot of calls from people, which is why I brought up the topic, because I wanted to see where other people were with stuff that has happened to people listening to this show. If they've been ripped off and the circumstances of being ripped off. And frankly, if this topic bothers the person's feelings, I really don't care. I really don't care. You know what I care about? I care about getting my money back. I'm going to get my money back. That's what I care about. And like I said, how can you forgive somebody who has not asked for forgiveness? How can you forgive somebody who's not given a genuine account of the situation? You can't. You can't. Everybody I've spoken with who knows the details of this situation says, it told me at first when I believed the con story, oh, it was an accident, said, Tom, are you out of your mind? You are being naive. You're being gullible. Don't fall for this. He's taking you. And you know what? They were right. They were right. So therefore, you know, why do I care if that person's having a bad day? This person knows who he is. I haven't said or even indicated how I know this person in any way, shape, or form.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. Good to be with you. And we found out an hour ago, Mrs. Nerd enjoyed her threesome this afternoon with Gary and Bill. Bill beat Gary by one stroke. We're talking golfing. Bill beat Gary by one stroke. Mrs. Nerd did make par on a hole, but it's the first time in 2 years or so she's been out golfing, and they're now enjoying adult beverages and chicken wings at the clubhouse. But I guess they only played nine holes. But usually it's two or four, sometimes three, but that's the way it goes. All right. So anyway, guys, I feel like a stupid chump today as I come to you on the radio. Have you been ripped off by somebody you thought was a friend? Have you been ripped off by somebody you trusted? And did they give you some cockamamie excuse? I have not used any name or any identifiers. You have no idea of whom I speak. I don't. I wipe it out of my mind. Let's go to Michael in North Tonawanda. Michael, you are on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Tom?
I'm enjoying hearing the other stories and trying to figure out what lesson there is in all this.
You know what? Don't beat yourself up too much. When I was younger, I had issues with money as far as giving people money, actually cash, guys and girls, because I was kind of well off. But I learned through my life, and we're talking back in the 70s. I now only take care of family members as far as financial stuff and that.
Of course, family members can screw you too, sometimes harder than friends.
I'm tight with my family, and they, as younger children, they seen where I borrowed from, like, my grandmother and my mother to do things, and we paid back. But the one thing that I think that you were in the wrong was with the credit card thing. Taking and giving that out and that.
At the time, there was, I will say this, it was an emergency situation, and there was no there was no alternative. But it's no different.
Yeah, but was it really?
Yes, it was.
I mean, was it?
If you give, see, I see that as no different than giving a server at a restaurant your credit card, and you have no idea where he or she is going with it.
I hear you there.
And, you know, again, I mean, the issue is fraudulent and unauthorized charges.
I just, giving out a credit card to, like, a friend or something like that to do something.
The physical card was not given out.
All right, well, the credit card number, I mean, and whatever. I mean, as long as they have all of that information, they could go on for a while.
I think
you were very naive as far as that part.
I cannot disagree, but it certainly isn't the first time. I've never gotten burned.
I've never got burned as far as taking care of family members, but having, you know, like friends that were back when I was younger, it was cash. And I'll pay you back tomorrow. And then, you know, got out partying and stuff and that. I need a couple of bucks. I'll pay you back tomorrow. But it never happened.
Okay. See, I mean, look, I mean, yeah, I in retrospect, yeah, I was stupid, but in retrospect, was I just as stupid to give Booker my credit card when he went to the drugstore for me? I mean, that's what I do. I mean, that's the relationship I have with my friends. It just so happens that this guy turned out to be not a friend.
Yeah. I hear you, man.
But, I mean, I accept my share of responsibility, but I do not accept my share for fraudulent charges.
Yeah, that kind of stuff there, that's...
But let's put it this way. You talk about giving out cash. At least with the credit card, there's a paper trail. There's evidence there.
Right.
And it's not like cash.
Well, it was a little bit different back in the 70s. I mean... Nobody really had credit card stuff back then.
Yeah, we had gas station credit cards? Oh, it's my Arco credit card, my Sunoco credit card. So, all right, I would say to you, and I accept your criticism. It's perfectly valid. I would say to you that you got to be careful with family, because if I was naive with somebody that I knew, I think you run into the danger of being naive with family, and you can let that blood connection override your common sense. I think there's a lot of people out there who have let family members borrow money with the understanding that it was going to be paid back, and they're still waiting. That wrecks a lot of relationships and families.
I'm good in that department as far as my family.
I'm sorry?
I said I think I'm good in that department with my family.
Well, I hope that remains.
The other thing is I talked to you many years ago because we were connected with the juvenile diabetes stuff with your daughter. I talked to you about that after my daughter had it. And... all three of my kids have juvenile diabetes, and they're all doing good. And
I'm very happy to hear that. Thank you very much. The pump is what diabetics use now. Remember, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, there's all this hope for replacement islet cells for type 1 diabetes. Well, that was decades ago. I still don't think they've made any progress on replacing the islet cells in the pancreas for diabetics, which ultimately would be the cure for diabetes, replacing the islet cell. Then you wouldn't need artificial insulin. But it is what it is, and it's not a good hand to be dealt, but there are worse hands to be dealt. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And I'm sure some of you listening have had issues with family borrowing money. And sometimes I honestly do believe family needs to be watched closer than friends, because family will assume that family means what's yours is theirs. Anyway, Kate in Amherst, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly.
First, I just want to say that the previous caller, I just don't agree with a few things that he said. At some point, you have to trust someone. And, you know, who better than a friend? And I'm sure you thought this individual was your friend. So I don't think anybody expects a friend to take that type of advantage.
If this person had called me and said, I don't have any money for food, can you help me out? This person knows that I would have been happy to help. That's what really stings.
I know, and I'm in that same boat. I owned a restaurant for about 25 years, and in my situation, I hired a girlfriend of a friend of mine, and she really needed a job, and I hired her as an office assistant, and she worked side by side with me, and I was told by a few people to kind of watch out for her. So I did. And after a little while, I just thought, oh, my God, she's doing such a great job. She's so organized. I mean, I just loved her. So we became friends, in a sense. I even took her down to Florida. Her family and her boyfriend and her children used to come in the restaurant quite often. I picked up the tab. I'm just a very generous type of person in general. I was raised that way. And picked up her health insurance, paid for her gym membership. I mean, I just tried to do whatever I could for her.
Kate, are you interested in getting married to me? So I just thought I'd throw it out there. Please continue.
Anyhow, what happened was I started noticing shortages. And so I started watching everything really carefully. And I was watching the deposits I would send her for. I would double check, you know, the receipts every day, the payroll I would check. I mean, and I just couldn't figure out where this money was going to. And I was going on vacation the next morning, and I was in my office by myself at about 7 p.m. And I remember this like it was yesterday. And I went into the filing cabinet for some reason, and I opened it. And it was like somebody else took over. I couldn't explain it to you to this day. But my finger went to the payroll file. And I opened it up, and the first page I saw, I don't know why I saw it or how I saw it to this day, but I looked and I saw her name. And across from her name, it said 45 hours. And like I said, I checked payroll, but I checked payroll and then gave it back to her. So it said she never worked 45 hours in her life for me. She was on a 30-hour schedule. So when I saw that, I pulled the file and I opened it up. Long story short, I went back week after week after week, and I called my accountant. It accumulated to the amount of about $22,000 over the course of about 6 months. And what was shocking was we were friends, so I did confront her. And I even said to her, because she had just received an inheritance, and I even said to her, if you make restitution, I won't press charges. I'll just let it go. At first, she said she would make restitution. And then after about 2 weeks, she said, no, other people steal from her in that place. I'm not going to pay her. And at that point, I thought to myself, basically, I'm in your shoes. I'm going to throw the book at her.
Hold on. I need you to hold on to finish this story, okay? Put her on hold there, Josh Schmidt, if you would. Because, you know, again, this lady, Kate, here, she strikes me as being cut from the same cloth, and I think many of you are the same way. I would bet that if I was your personal friend, you'd be the most loyal person in the world to me. But if I crossed you, I would bet that you would not be real happy with me and would definitely throw it at me. And frankly, you should. You should. I borrow a dollar from people sometimes to do the vending machine here at work. Next day, there's their dollar. Sometimes $2. I say, well, you got 100% interest on that one, just to be a jerk. But some of us were brought up that way, and some of us were not. You know, there's another thing, too, I haven't brought up. Companies will often give you company credit cards. So they give you their credit card with their number, all the information you need. But if you charge personal stuff onto a company credit card, you know what that charge is? That's embezzlement. So companies let people have their credit cards for the long term, and people rip them off, and sometimes they go to jail for embezzlement. Let's go to Kate in Amherst, who had an employee she thought was all that in a bag of chips and proved to be not even the dip.
Hi, Tom.
Yeah. So you're excited you're going to throw the book at this woman.
Yes. And so I didn't even know, the first thing about, prosecuting, but I thought I'd start with the DA's office. So I called the DA's office. He invited me down, and I spoke to a great guy down there. And long story short, this individual received 300 hours community service, some type of felony. I forgot what kind of felony, on her record permanently, and she had to pay full restitution. So that's what happens when you don't do the right thing.
And did she pay the restitution? Did she pay you back? I presume, had she not paid you back, she would have been held in contempt?
Yes.
Well, nothing like the threat of some jail time to get somebody to get the money, huh?
Yes. So it ended up great, but unfortunately, you know, I would have preferred to have a friend and a great employee than to have experienced that.
Well, again, the feeling, you talk about taking her to Florida, taking care of her health insurance. I mean, this is something we typically do if we're in a relationship with somebody that goes beyond employee-employer. And if you were, you were. If you weren't, you weren't. That's none of my business. But the kindness you showed this woman was off the hook, and you get repaid by being slammed.
Yeah, but I'm not, you know, honestly, I'm not jaded by it. I just think I don't take anything personally anymore. Because when things like that happen, it's not about you, it's about them. And so I just feel that, you know, she has to live with that, not me.
Well, you know, this is true, but I also feel a responsibility to other people in the community to make sure that this individual is punished to the fullest extent of the law. Because next time it could be somebody else. Next time it could be a charity. Next time it could be you. So
it happens every day. And again, just chalk it up to experience.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's not going to cost me personally anything. I've established that. That's not the issue. The issue is what's right and what's wrong. And like you, Kate, you proved to be a very loyal friend, and your loyalty was repaid by wanton theft of your personal property.
Absolutely. And then my last note is I happen to be a good friend of your ex-wife, Cassandra. I love her to pieces.
Well, I love her too. And I'm glad you called it. We'll try to get Cassandra back on the program sometime soon. We have been a little bit tied up lately, and we can't seem to catch each other on the phone. But and we'll get her back in studio to do the astrology thing. I mean, look, a lot of people like it, and my take on it is, and this is no disrespect to my ex-wife, I personally don't believe in astrology, but a lot of people do, and a lot of people love her column. A lot of people love it when she's on the show, so we'll get her back on. It's fun to listen to, even in a voyeuristic kind of way. Anyway, thanks to Josh Schmidt. Josh, you knew I was talking about golf, right? Yeah, thank you. At least you don't have a sick mind. Some of these people have said, I don't know what they were thinking, but my goodness. It is 5:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, guys, thanks for all the calls. Sure how today's show is going to work. And I accept your criticisms. A few people had criticisms. I absolutely accept them. I'm not going to say I'm right and you're wrong because I thought you made some good points. I tried to explain. There were some mitigating circumstances for me anyway, some mitigating circumstances. But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and defend what I did. It was stupid. And I know it was stupid. And I hope I never do it again. But I'm not going to change the way I am with my friends. That's never going to change. Because then you go into things half-hearted. What use is there in doing that?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.